Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Won't you be my Valentine? Hey, Valentine's Day is Tuesday, and if you have struck out on the what do I get that special someone, I have an idea for you, Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries, as we've been telling you all week here on the station, are phenomenal. They are tasty morsels. And they are sweet treats for you to eat that your sweetie's going to love, and she's going to take care of you all year long because you remembered Valentine's Day. And the best part about it is, order today. You can still get them for Valentine's Day. Fantastic. My wife loves them. She loves the berries. She's a chocoholic. She loves the toppings on them, and they stay fresh for quite a while. She keeps them in the fridge. A little chill to them makes them taste even better. I'm telling you, Sherry's Berries, you cannot go wrong. And right now, for listeners of this show, Sherry's Berries has a special deal. The Sherry's Berries start at just $19.99 plus shipping, and you get double the berries for just $10 more. So you can get two boxes. Maybe they can even send one to her work and one to the house. You just need my code, and that is JBlank. So you go to the website, which is BERRIES.com. Go to the upper right-hand corner, click the microphone, put in JBlank. You are all set to go. Double the berries for just $10 more. $19.99 plus shipping. An extra $10 gets you a second dose. And they are phenomenal because they are dipped in white milk and dark chocolate. They are swizzled with decorative tasty treats as well as chopped nuts, chocolate chips. And I'm telling you, these berries are huge. They are fresh. They are juicy and they are sweet. That's all you can ask for in a good strawberry, especially when you're dipping them in chocolate. So give Sherry's Berries. They come packaged in a gift box. All the details are taken care of. You can leave a little note card as well, and it's all part of the process. The process is quick, it is easy, and it makes you look like a hero. So do what I told you to do. Go to berries.com, BERRIES.com. Hit the microphone in the top right-hand corner, put in JBlank. You get the deal of the day. The deal of the day is fantastic. It's at berries.com. Order now. So,
Some texts.
Yes, and some tweets. Everybody's chiming. Waterboy is one that we did miss, by the way, in Adam Sandler movies that is also another good call.
Apparently, someone is having a drinking game for when you say phenomenal.
Okay.
Because someone just
texted. There it is again. Why do I bother listening to replays of our show? All I have to do is read Twitter or text.
I like that word, phenomenal.
I do, too.
Somebody texted in, hashtag phenomenal, I'm drunk.
But... This is like the Rockets' old strength coach on steroids.
Somebody's doing shots every time you say phenomenal. Just say it like seven times, and now they're going to be broke and drunk.
Or they're going to be like you at the gal party. See?
Yeah, that's definitely
true.
That'd
be phenomenal. And then when you like when you're periscoping your ride home, which is phenomenal,
I can't believe
then
I
if
did
you
that.
Could get a lot of people to chime in, it would be phenomenal.
Well played, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you elongated the word like
break up, biatch.
I can't believe I periscoped my ride. I totally forgot about that. Did Michael snitch on
me
on that?
Your illegitimate brother did indeed text me to tell me that, yes, you forgot that.
Yeah, I did.
He told me you did that.
I mean, I would have gladly snitched on you if he did it.
I remembered now when you told me. I was like, oh, God, I did. I periscoped the ride home.
He said it was tough to drive with his pants down.
I Snapchatted. I think I live Instagrammed. I did
Wait a second. Didn't you just get Snapchat, too?
Oh, I had and then I looked at my phone the next day and I had like four like 2 minute videos of me just recording things on the drive home. It was very strange. I'm telling you, I was in a bad place,
and then,
alcoholically.
And then you took the cat to the garage.
Somebody said, I remember when Adam Sandler was Stud Boy on MTV. I don't remember that.
I do too. That was part of what was the game show? Remote Control.
Oh,
Stud Boy.
Yeah, there was my favorite Adam Sandler movie was Mr. Deeds. Here Comes the Blackfoot.
Deeds is not bad.
It's so funny, it's stupid. Or so stupid, it's funny. That's from All Texting, No Tweeting. And Click. Somebody said Click is highly underrated. This is Dr. Dre on 290. Click is highly underrated. Mostly because Kate Beckinsale is hot AF.
Oh, she is smoking.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be in trouble going home, I might as well go all out. Kate Beckinsale is smoking.
Yeah?
hot.
Uh-oh.
No question.
Here's another text. Drink again.
Smoking is not phenomenal.
They're going to get alcohol poisoning.
You know what that reminds me of, by the way?
Can I sue Joel if I get alcohol poisoning?
No. Sorry. Sue your local bartender.
Oh, this is so funny.
When I on the post-game shows, Nick, when the Rockets were going on a road trip and I was calling the games the next night from the studio, in the post-game show, if I used monstrous, like a monstrous dunk, and here's what, you know,
yeah,
and teased it,
yeah,
I would inevitably, every single time I would say it, the strength coach for the Rockets would immediately text me, it's monstrous. I don't think you're putting the right emphasis on the right syllable.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm doing a highlight show for guys that are listening to basketball.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Should have told him, supposedly, you're right.
Appreciate
supposedly
you.
Is my another one of my downfalls. Thank you. We'll start that for another one.
Supposedly?
Yeah, because I throw a B in there that's not
instead
there.
Instead of
that's
supposedly?
Just the way
Yeah. So my buddy Eddie Vasquez sent me this picture of Tom Brady. And he's holding up his hands. And it's got rings. It's got five rings on them, right? And so it's his index, his middle, and his ring finger on one hand. And then his middle and ring finger on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, like, it describes the rings. And it's basically saying Tom Brady won these rings because of one of the rings was Spygate. One of the rings was the Falcons choked. One was Malcolm Butler. One was the Tuck Rule. And one was Vinatieri. And then his two pinkies are blank, and each one of them says Eli Manning. That's pretty damn
it's
funny.
That's phenomenal.
That's
see what I did there?
I'm not going to
I did there?
I'm not gonna be able to get
phenomenal.
To this show. I already had feedback to someone.
Have
told
someone take the keys away from you now.
Yeah. That,
phenomenal.
Joel's angry. I like angry
Joel. No, I'm fun
like
angry. I'm having fun with it. But the Texas Tiger tweets in, the drinking game is when Travis says no question about it. You know the irony in that tweet? He doesn't include Travis on it because he doesn't want the wrath. So many people do that. If you're going to have big elephantitis of the nuts, then include the people that you're taking shots at.
No question.
The same way you take shots at me or Barry on text or tweet. Include the people if you're going to take shots at.
No question.
That's where I use cowardly.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Is this a...
No, and that's not cowardly. I'm saying, but that's where I think it's cowardly when you don't include the person you're ripping.
Oh. Well, I guess. Oh.
But if you do, it's phenomenal.
Scuba Steve, Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve's fantastic. Yes. And I said, Rob Schneider's character in that movie, the delivery guy, was always... He was very good.
Yeah. And then, you know, Richard keeps trying to go on and on about
the
notebook.
Notebook.
Stop it.
Good
young man.
Lord. Look, I mean, someone took his man card away a long time ago anyway, but now it's like he was hoping to have doubles like when you were collecting back in the day. He's got nothing.
I
mean, they cut that card right down the middle.
I mean, I watched it. I cried. I moved on, though. I'm not bringing it up as one of the greatest
movies of all
time.
You cry when the trash gets taken out and it hits the can too hard.
What?
You're a crier.
That was not a great one that you just
no,
that was
I
not
did,
phenomenal.
No, that was
that whatever
not
one you just did was not phenomenal.
Did they get to drink if you say it too?
I don't know.
I hope so.
I'm trying.
I do hope so. Yeah.
I'm sure if they drank every time
you
I
know
laughed.
The news last night when that car went out of control and hit the gas station and blew it up?
Is that real?
It happened yesterday.
Oh,
it actually
nice.
Made national news too that it was a big chase and the guy like lost control.
Was it here in town?
Here in town. Yeah.
Ooh.
You can find it. And the SUV just completely hits a gas tank at the gas station and the dumbass gets caught because he gets out of the car before it starts on fire and runs into the convenience store.
Oh.
Because they're not going to catch you.
Wow.
But the bottom line is we keep saying phenomenal.
That's
today's news
else.
Is going to have another one.
I wish I knew who that was. I don't have a name for him, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah. We just let us know how tomorrow feels.
Yeah.
And don't be a coward. I mean, don't back out. If you're going to do it every time we say it, well, then
so
drink up, pal.
Yeah.
It ain't last call, and you don't have to get the hell up out of here, so keep on drinking.
All right. Can I read this real quick?
Of course.
It's the one about the porn stars and the Patriots. Did you hear about this?
I kind of did. You kind of filled me in, but
yeah. So, Nick, did you hear about this?
No, I didn't. No.
So, there were two porn stars that, yes, thank you. There were two porn stars that said, if the Patriots won, they would give a certain two-letter thing to people, right? Are we on the same page here?
I got it, but I don't know if they did.
I can't think of a way to say it appropriately.
They were orally gratified.
Orally, yes, they will make them orally happy. And the two porn stars were Carmen Valentina. Don't write these down, Joel. Carmen Valentina
exactly.
And Lauren Phillips. And they said that if the Patriots won, for all of their followers on Twitter, they would, you know, do this service, this job. We'll just call it a job.
Execute it?
They'll just do this job. Well, of course, part of the way through the game, they're very disappointed. They're just like, well, this is just not going to happen. And then they won, and they're like, yeah, we don't care. Let's do this. All 500,000 show up. Girls, too. Doesn't matter. And the goal is to have each person leave happy, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
Like, it's not just a little, all right, and no.
And this publicity stunt brought to you by ChapStick.
Yes.
Wow.
500,000. They said, we don't care if it takes days. Let's do this.
Like all of them or just one?
By the way, I just want to point out, Joel is actually going and following them right now. I think
it's
too late.
No, that's not true.
I think it's too late, Joel. I think it's too late. I see you over there working the Twitters. Yeah. So.
I'm not even allowed in my own driveway already today, so it's over.
She said, it's not going to be real rough. We're like athletes. We build up our bodies. I'm used to it. I'll clean up the quote and just say that she said that they both said that they're used to it. So there you go. These ladies doing their part for Patriots fans
everywhere.
The
Rolling Stones logo might be perfect for this excursion.
Hey, could you imagine?
Sure a lot of guys are right now, actually, and wondering how they still get in on this
deal.
What's
hilarious is there's like two comments on the story on Bro Bible, and the first comment is, will the Valtrex and penicillin be handed out for free?
Yeah.
That would be, no, I could not participate in something like that. No way, no how.
I was gonna ask you that, because you know Raheel only just uses water.
I know. I'd be like, you're gonna have to gargle and brush your teeth.
Oh boy,
no, that's not happening.
Then those open sores are gonna feel it for
God.
You.
Oh Lord!
It's like pouring Listerine on an open wound. It's not good for you.
You somehow managed to take something already disgusting and just make it worse. You just set it on fire. Oh, Lord. That's terrible. Now I regret bringing it up.
I got a really bad one that I probably didn't say.
No, I don't want you already in trouble. Don't
no,
do
this
it.
Is for you, but okay. All right, well.
It's for me?
Yeah, that was the joke would be, but yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you off air.
All right.
All right, we got much more show to get to. Please join us, won't you? You've been great with the tweets and the text. Feel free to join us on a phone call if you want as well. 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4. We continue to roll on. I don't know if you guys saw this today. I wanted to get your thoughts on it because I was actually giddy about it. I'm just pretty pleased. With the Olympics coming up, weird, the Winter Olympics are already next year.
I love the Olympics. Now, the older I get, the more I love watching the Olympics.
Like, when you were a kid, though, didn't it seem like it was, like, literally, like, a long time between Olympics?
It did. And I loved it as a kid. It was kind of like, you know, 20s to
they did up
to
did they
late
shorten
30s
the time between them?
It's every 2 years.
Yeah, it used to be every four.
Winter, summer.
I think it used to be every four, and they shortened it to two.
Well, no, it's still every four between the summer and the winter, but they've alternated now. So every 2 years, you get an Olympics.
Got it.
Winter or summer. Yeah.
So the news today out of NBC is newly acquired Mike Tirico takes over as your host for Olympic coverage as Bob Costas passes the torch. I, for one, could not be more excited that there is no more 8-hour diatribe, paragraph after paragraph, world according to Bob segments on Olympics.
So what I'm picking up is you're a big fan of Costas.
No.
Why not?
He's just... He's over the top. He's too much. You know, he tries to be...
I mean, when you compare him to guys nowadays like Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith...
Nah, I don't want to do that either because...
He's not.
That's... You know, look, he has had a lot of legendary moments, but at the same time, he's kind of stuck in this world where he has to over-describe and over-analyze and then kind of intellectually try and go dig deeper into his breakdowns when he does halftime shows and monologues and things like that. And I'm like, we're beyond all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone loves a good story. No one's going to walk away from it, but no one wants to hear you describe the whole thing while you're sitting on camera. You know, go to a package where they can show interviews with key people and things like that. And the other thing is, you know, and I've heard this about Al Michaels too, but I experienced personally the ego of Bob Costas when he was here to do a Sunday night game, and we were on the field before the game, and he was sitting at the, you know, they bring out the desk and the lights and everything like that, and he's sitting there, and it's like pregame, and people were walking by, and they're taking their cell phones out and taking pictures and whatever, and they had a person that sit there and said to tell everybody that walked by, Mr. Costas is extremely busy. You can take one. That's it. Otherwise, no, we don't want any pictures. And just keep moving. He's not. It's like it's not even making a clicking sound in the back of a golf swing, you know, flashing. It's just people taking a picture with their phone. And they were Mr. Costas does not want. Who cares, man? I mean, Mr. Costas didn't spend $175 for my ticket. So get over it.
Right. Yeah, I've never had a problem with him. I've always liked Bob.
I'm not a fan.
Like I know
I'm a fan. I mean, I appreciate his broadcasting, but I'm not a fan.
Yeah, all right.
Here's the deal with some of these broadcasters, though, is I feel like because they've established themselves so much as a broadcaster like a Dan Patrick or a Bob Costas that they don't necessarily – it feels like they don't necessarily have to evolve as much as we do. You know, we're all trying to establish ourselves in the industry still kind of. So we have to evolve, but them, like, they don't necessarily have to evolve as quickly. You know what I mean?
The other thing. We're still trying to evolve. He needs to adapt. You know, back when broadcasting was, you know, not all these different 24/7 sports channels and sports networks and everything was at your fingertips and you looked forward to sports on TV, maybe it had more meaning.
Yeah.
Because there was less saturation in the market. But now we just talked about condensing football games to an hour. You know, we want, you know, less is more. Give us less chatter and give us more of either insight or the game itself or, you know, the intimate details. But those long diatribes he goes on just get me.
Okay. I mean, I could see that because some people that just irritate you. I mean, and you don't really pick it. It just happens, right? Like you just listen to a guy and you're like, yeah, this dude just gets on my nerves. But Costas has never been that guy. But who'd you say was taking over? Tirico?
Mike Tirico, who I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, I like that too. I don't feel like they're losing anything with that by having Tirico take over. Did they say, is he retiring? Like, is he done?
See, I didn't hear that. Okay. I don't know if he's done. I just think because the Olympics is such a grind. Because, you know, he's if you think about it, especially if there's a time change, a time difference like there will be in China, but you have to host certain segments within the actual national broadcast, which is, 7 o'clock at night till 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then he actually anchors the late night coverage.
Right.
So, I mean, I remember last year, didn't he get pink eye or something like that? And he had to wear sunglasses all the time and then had to get subs at the last minute.
Yeah.
That was probably enough for him.
Yeah, that's probably.
So Tirico, who they spent a lot of money on, is going to be the guy. He's going to be the host of the Olympic. And just like they're trying to – and Al Michaels had a problem with it too, but they're initially what they wanted to do with Tirico right off the top was because they picked up some of the Thursday night games, instead of having Michaels do them with Collinsworth, they wanted Tirico. Excuse me. And Michaels had a problem with it because I think he saw the writing on the wall and was like, no, I'm good. Because I can still do them.
Yeah.
So he wasn't giving in.
And, of course, people are chiming in. Costas is the worst. Always trying to pass off his opinions and life lessons. Costas is big into politics and his opinion. The XFL special made me hate Bob Costas for being so negative. I didn't see this, but somebody else on Twitter mentioned it on 30 for 30, that the 30 for 30 XFL and Bob Costas thing was really bad. Chris Berman never evolved. Thank God he's stepping down. I have to agree with
that. That's my point. A lot of people got tired of the shtick with Berman. And there are some people Travis who think Berman's shtick never got old.
Really?
And all the other stuff. And I was shocked by that as a player. I mean, yeah, the nicknames were cute for a while. And you look forward to what he was going to call a certain new guy that was playing well. But after a while, it kind of ran its course. And you're like, meh. It's just, you know, at some point, Dell is hitting a button that plays dad joke sound effects.
And so. James Feemster on Twitter is trying to convince me that women's curling is, quote, phenomenal.
Well, and Richard watched The Notebook together last night.
Yeah, and I'm not watching women's curling, and it's not exhilarating. No matter, he's like, are you kidding me? That's exhilarating. No.
Now, if you get the exact broadcast time and channel, Richard will be painting his toenails with a hot cocoa.
He's going to
a warm, comfy
Joel.
Blanket with his footy pajamas, and he will definitely tell you that along with The Notebook, women's curling is compelling. It is emotional. And it is heartfelt. I'm just
You're
saying.
You're doing it to yourself. Hey, I've got a wonderful text I'd like to read.
Please.
This is for all three of us. You guys
Oh, boy.
Ready? Are you ready?
Got a minute? Sure.
You're going to like this. This text says, I really like the Blitz, but y'all are great radio.
That was very
Boom!
Nice.
Thank you, buddy.
And yeah. To solidify it, the area code was...
936.
Yes!
All right.
What? Why? I don't understand why that one...
Because most of the hate comes from the 409.
Yeah.
We still love, that's true. We still love the 409.
I sent this to you guys this morning. I saw it last night.
We should start a rivalry with the Blitz. We should do like a... Nah. Like, no, we should do like a field day where like Nick and John go up against each other and I get Fred...
Oh, of
and
course
then,
you do.
And then you and AJ. And we'll have like races and stuff. We should totally do that.
You all about that.
Yeah.
And we can't even
totally
mention the potential participants of a week ago. But at the same
no,
time.
No, I didn't want. I did
you were
want,
big
yeah.
on. Yeah, you were big on that last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I was
too.
Trying to get that set up. We should totally do that. What kind of like I've, tricycle races?
Different idea, but I'm
like
open
tricycle
to it, I guess.
Races? Yeah.
Say again?
Tricycle races.
Oh, tricycle races.
Sack races. Like Whoa. A field day, like a Whoa. Turkey trot.
That sounds like another porn hub.
Sack races is something, yeah.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you something right now. I know that football season is over, but there's still plenty of things on TV. And if you're like Richard and you're watching The Notebook and women's curling and you need a place to really feel at home in your own home, you need to go to Gallery Furniture. Gallery Furniture has the largest selection of made-in-America leather seating, special ordered upholstered furniture for your man cave or your lady lounge or your... special space when you're watching videos and or women's curling. It's all done at Gallery Furniture. It's all done at a great price, and it's all with American-made products. You can deck out your home theater. You can get American-made solid wood dining room tables and chairs. And, of course, living room furniture, as well as all the things and the accents to go around it. And you get it all from a locally owned and operated man you can trust that's been in the business in Houston for a long, long time, Jim McInvale. You know him as Mattress Mac. He's got three locations now. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. But if you live out in the Sugar Land Katy area, Grand Parkway, and the new showroom is absolutely the place to be. It's entertainment as well as furniture shopping, the easiest experience that you'll ever have in picking out furniture. If you're in the Galleria area and you're looking for the place that can take care of everything for you real quick, real easy, and with the best selection, head on over to Westheimer and Post Oak, and you get that Gallery Furniture location as well with the same service and the same attention to detail. And of course, the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker. Mac actually sits right inside the front door. He will greet you. He will make sure he takes care of your needs, get someone to handle the attention to detail in what you're looking for and the selection that you have. And then after the sale, if anything goes wrong, you call him, you call his team. They'll make sure they take care of it because they want you to be return customers. As loyal Houstonians, they want you to think Gallery Furniture every time you need something new for the house. I'm telling you right now, all the furniture in my house, Gallery Furniture. Why? Because it's quality, because it's service, and if you buy today, you get it tonight. There is just no detail better than that. There's no back order slips. There's no waiting because there's something you like. If you want it, you get it, and you get it the same day. That's the way they do it at Gallery Furniture. So definitely check out Gallery Furniture and their three locations. Tell him Joel Blank sent you. I talked to Mac this morning. He loves being a part of the show, but he'd love it if the listeners also check out the furniture at Gallery Furniture. I would too.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4, till we turn it over to the Blitz with Fred and AJ. We don't have any hard feelings. Some of you do.
Yeah, so, well, you know, no sooner do you...
get some love.
Then you get some hate.
Yeah.
Because right after we got the, hey, I like your show. I like the Blitz, but I like your show too, you guys. We got, I like the Blitz, and your show is terrible.
And the area code was...
I'm not saying.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then someone said, someone said, I'm from 409. I enjoy y'all's show. So there you go. But this is, forget all that.
Yeah.
I demand AJ versus Joel in a grappling match. Yes.
Oh, dude would beat me. He'd beat me.
No. I'll train you, Joel.
Oh, geez.
I have.
Jeez.
You turn your damn mic off, and Nick. What are you laughing at?
Nick just laughed.
You're going to train him?
I'll train him.
See that.
I'll train. I can tell you. I'll train him. I'm like Mr. Miyagi over here, man. Are you kidding me?
That's like saying me and AJ in a three-point shooting contest.
Ooh, that sounds like a challenge.
No, I'm saying it the same way. But I'm not.
You think he'd beat me in a grappling contest? Wait. Hold on. Forget the grappling. So are you saying you'll
look
beat
at
AJ?
You. Why does this drive you so much?
Because I want to beat AJ at the three. I want you to beat him.
I think Joel would win, honestly.
Yeah.
That's why this needs to happen. And then someone said if you do the tricycle races, you have to do them drunk like in Revenge of the Nerds. I'm down with that, too.
Well, you'd periscope it. And you know what that would be? It would be phenomenal.
The problem is Fred can, well, and I think AJ too, they could both, and John could drink all three of us under the table.
I absolutely agree.
So it'd be like, okay, everyone has to have four beers. They wouldn't even be buzzed.
Right.
Like, I know I would be hammered on four beers. I know I would.
Yeah, I don't drink that much. Yeah.
And you don't either.
No, I don't at all.
But maybe we would, we need to do this.
God, you're so driven by this.
No, I think it would be fun. What's wrong with
having
fun? It's
the Laugh Olympics. I want to see, I mean, like Nick and Jong in a grappling competition might be good.
Okay. I'm down with this.
I'm down with it. I'm okay with it.
Of course, I've seen Nick's temper. Yeah. I'm not sure Jong would be down with it.
Why not?
Nick's got a, woo! He's got another level when the temper gets flipped.
Someone said you'd be good with wax off. Not sure about wax on. Oh, that's
area
not
code
right.
Was?
That was on you, Mike.
Oh, well, there you go. So there you go.
I'm slowly working.
Can you please
him back
use
in
the line that he used, which is fantastic?
Which one?
That he doesn't listen because he likes us. He listens because he feels like for all of the.
Yeah, he said, I don't listen to you guys because I like the show. I listen as punishment for all the bad things I've done in the past.
Yeah, that's what therapy.
That's pretty damn funny.
That was funny.
That's really funny.
Coming from a guy that you never mind.
Yeah. Hey, can I tell you or can I play something for you that's my new favorite thing? As the kids would say, it's my ish.
Okay.
It's lit. Nick, do you have it ready?
He doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Auction?
Yeah. So I came across this yesterday evening. It's called Auction Wrap. And somebody took the time to take auctioneers and put their calls over hip-hop beats. And I'm not going to run it anymore. I just want to set that up and enjoy this minute and a half of beautiful music. You know all these lyrics, don't you?
I just wish we had cameras to see my two of you. With the white man dances of a century between the two of you.
Beautiful. Oh, dude.
Just to see your guys'
that?
Like Nick was doing the bobblehead. Like for everyone that got faster, his head was bobbing more and more.
Dude.
You're over here doing the fist pump.
That was hot fire.
It was good stuff.
And hot you know what it reminded me of when I first heard it? Do you remember the song JJ Fad Supersonic?
Oh, yeah.
This is what it reminded me of. Or not. Yeah!
A supersonic. Yeah,
sold! You know those lyrics, don't you?
I think I used to at one point. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's easy. That's really all you do.
It's like the old heavy D.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I looked up the lyrics to Supersonic just to see what the hell they were saying, and it literally says, Sama lama lima lama duma sama lama dinga langa. Like, it's like just gibberish.
So it's just a freestyle gibberish fest.
It's pretty much, yeah. So you could literally just be anywhere and just start going, Sama lama lima lama, and no, everyone will think you know the words to Supersonic. You
need to do that for,
what?
For Bee Gees songs, too.
Bee Gees songs?
Because for me, for one, I had no idea that after, you know, the you should be dead. dancing, yeah. And then and then they come back with
You save that.
What's the
Oh, Joe, that was amazing. Yeah,
well, and you know, because they all do the falsetto voice, but yeah. it was like. It's like, if you really look at it, it's what you're doing with your back against the wall.
Really?
Yeah.
And you can't even understand it?
You have no idea that's coming out.
It's like Michael when he used to just, Shamon.
Jamon. Ha! Yeah.
What? Huh?
Yeah.
And there was a. It's, anyways, auction rap, that's my new deal.
That's pretty good.
I like, as someone should drop a mixtape with nothing but auction rap. That
I love,
pretty good.
Speaking of NFL films too and NFL like videos, the ones where they put False words in the guy's mouths where they're mouthing something on the sideline.
Lip reading.
Yeah, and the bad lip reading is fantastic.
That's definitely a YouTube must if you're not looking at bad lip reading. And then someone tweeted me the covered up porn. Have you ever seen this? Well, they'll take porn and then they'll do cartoons over it. And then it'll be something completely different. So it's still the actions going on. But
so the audio's different?
Yeah, well, there's no audio. But it's just, I'll tweet this out. Go follow me at Barry's Funny. I'll find a link to one on YouTube. That is really good. I mean, that's along the lines of bad lip reading and how good it is.
Those are funny.
Yeah.
Hey, I was saying before the break, I don't know if you guys saw this, but and I know you didn't because nobody's going to watch University of St. Louis against the Bonnies of St. Benedict.
You're damn right I am.
Right?
That's appointment viewing.
So Wednesday night basketball game, the St. Louis Billikens prepared to make the trip home. Okay, just one problem. Their bus and its driver were missing. Turns out, the Billikens learned their driver, 56-year-old Linda Edmister, had taken the bus 40 miles away to Randolph, New York, where she was arrested on a charge of driving while intoxicated, according to the NY State Police. They said, with a vehicle that large and her intoxication level, we're actually all lucky nothing happened. She decided she had plenty of time because of the length of the game. So after dropping the team off, she registered a 0.22 blood alcohol content, which is more than five times the legal limit for New York drivers with commercial licenses.
Oh, there's a difference?
I guess rather than driving just a regular standard automobile, if you're driving a commercial vehicle,
it's lower.
The levels are lower.
Huh.
At first you didn't know whether the bus was stolen or what the total story was. But in the end, is it unusual? Yes. Typically the bus would have been stolen, but not the driver also being arrested for intoxication. Needless to say, the Billikens found another way home.
How?
That it doesn't say.
Wow. So the driver got drunk. Was she playing the phenomenal drinking game?
It was a phenomenal drinking game. Right? And then when she didn't hear last call, first things out of her mouth were phenomenal.
I don't want to change. I just got to give credit.
Go ahead.
Esther Carmona is the one that sent me the porn thing, and I'll send that out because people are asking for it, obviously. Right.
But you did find the auctioneer on your own.
I did find that. I was on Bro Bible. Yeah. Oh. So this person got arrested.
Yep.
And what'd you say there? It was
0.22 blood alcohol content, five times the legal limit of 0.04 for commercial license. Drivers in New York?
What is like 0.22?
So it's 0.1 here, right?
No, it's
0.08.
Well, I don't know about commercial, but I know 0.08 is the legal limit. But I'm trying to fathom, what is 0.22 like? Is that Periscope on your get me home? Your ride home?
I think it's taking the cat to the woodshed.
It's taking the cat out to the garage?
Not just to the garage.
Okay. Because that's pretty bad then.
Yeah.
I should never have
And
been
you're
going to
drive
a
collegiate athletes, a busload of collegiate athletes. And so St. Louis playing St. Bonaventure's, which is in New York. So you got to believe the bus ride was just to an airport, right? Or a hotel.
You would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even still, can't be a short jaunt.
No.
No.
Not in a bus with a drunk person.
Hope they have guardrails and not ditches. Man.
Need bumpers on the sides.
Seriously.
That's pretty bad.
Dude, it's like playing Frogger or something. Man.
By the way, I want you to know there are people that are texting the show.
Okay.
Here we go. And I know we got a minute. Someone said our show has grown on them like a tumor or herpes.
Sweet.
So there's that.
Yep.
That means we're getting popular, guys.
No doubt about it.
Barry, there was a time when I thought you were black. Okay.
time that Barry did too.
that's a fact. Several people are saying that we should put on a charity event and charge people and do these races and whatnot. And the grappling match between AJ and Joel.
There's no grappling match. He would win. I'm admitting right off that he would win.
Well, I think you should grapple and do the 3-point contest.
That's not a fair trade-off.
How about this? How about if it's a combined event? You grapple for the ball and then shoot the 3-point.
I'm not going to grapple with AJ. He still does.
I've seen his stand up. You should just do stand up with him.
You're big on those too.
You should just do stand up. You should just.
Hey, how do we get this tape of Barry's first ever?
I'll teach you Muay Thai. Of what?
I'm sure he'll share it.
Your first ever stand up that you said we're never going to see.
Oh, yeah. No. Not gonna happen.
See? We're not going to see it. No. But he's got all these great ideas for us.
Yeah. And then someone else said, yeah, get the morning show involved as well.
Mike and Michael have their chauffeurs and their assistants compete for them.
No, but somebody said put on a charity event and then get the morning show involved so Granado and those guys have to do it as well. I'm down for that.
Granado, if it doesn't involve golf clubs, he's out. The only thing he lifts is 12 ounces.
Well, that's true.
So I don't think that's happening.
Well, I know Rahil would participate.
Salisbury would, only he's got no wheels left.
Yeah, the knee.
Yeah, he just had another knee operation.
Can't ride a tricycle with a bum knee.
Thank God for a pillow so he doesn't have any bad neck problems, or that would be operated on too.
That was pretty good.
Hey, by the way, we'll fill you in. Charles Oakley had said that it was all bunk, that he did nothing wrong. Shocking, but not so shocking, the Knicks have come out with a statement that debunks anything that Oakley said in their mind and says that it's not true. We'll read that next, and we'll get you much more. This is ESPN 97.5.
You should be dancing now.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Nick, as we wrap up, last segment before the Blitz. Some of you happy about that. Some of you think that your broadcast day continues with quality radio. But either way, hey, you got the dial set on the right position. Dan wants to get in here, a St. Bonaventure local. A Bonnie, so to speak. What's up?
Hey, I grew up in the town that St. Bonaventure is in, and when I read that story, I was trying to figure out how this woman ended up in Randolph.
It's 40 miles away.
It's like 45 minutes to an hour away, and it's way up in the sticks.
When you don't have a clear vision of where you're going, you could probably end up anywhere.
I guess. Allegheny is a very small town, so trying to find it when you're that intoxicated.
So St. Bonnie's is in Allegheny?
Allegheny. Yeah, very, very small town.
Big drinkers up there?
Pardon?
Are y'all big drinkers up there?
That's really all there is to do, drink and have relations.
Wow. That's phenomenal. Do they have phenomenal shots?
I'm moving. Yep.
Are the shots good and stiff?
Not really.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we appreciate the local knowledge, Dan, because we didn't know. And definitely getting back to St. Louis, I'm sure that they had to take a bus to a plane. Let's hope that the pilot was sober once they got there, because otherwise that would have been one hell of a nightmare trip.
Somebody texted in and said the gloves in MMA are 12 ounces. They're actually 4 ounces.
I would know that you guys would know this.
That's correct.
Yes.
And then, true story, the first time I heard Barry, he was filling in for Fred. He and AJ were talking about fried chicken places, and I legit thought Barry was black.
And I said Barry thought he was for years, too.
I don't understand why you can't. You guys. And then someone wants us to call our field day the Battle of the What Ifs. Instead of Battle of the Network Stars, the Battle of the Radio What Ifs would be probably pretty good. I like it. So, what event would you dominate? Would it be the 3-point shooting contest if we had one?
I think 3-point shooting would be one of them.
What else?
I think anything like throwing accurately.
Okay. So, like if we did like a tire throw, like football through a tire.
Yeah, football or a baseball.
Oh, yeah. You were a pitcher.
Yeah. I think
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think I would win all the running events.
Yeah, right. No, you wouldn't.
If you tuned up.
Son.
If you tuned up.
I ran track.
Wait, we also heard about a one-time six-minute mile, but those are in the rearview mirror.
Hey, I'm slimming up, guys. If I know it's a competition.
But you're not getting any cardio when you're slimming up.
Guys, if I know it's a competition and my boys' reputations are on the line, I'll be ready.
Wait, Nick, why is our reputations on the line?
Because we're a
his?
Team,
oh,
damn it.
Oh, yours is too.
It's us. Okay. Us. Our reputation, Joel. We're a team, damn
right.
it.
The last thing you want is for Robin to beat you.
Who?
Sean's new co-host.
Robin?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got long legs.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't want to do distance with anyone that's got long legs.
We would have the video of that played to Chariots of Fire with Barry sprinting.
Yeah.
Nick, the 40.
What event would you dominate?
I don't think I'd dominate in any of the events.
You
honestly.
Don't?
Why?
I don't know.
I'm not great at anything. I mean, I might be okay at the three-point shooting contest.
I would dominate at like...
You don't think so?
No, I do not.
Dang.
I would kill in the three-point contest.
Ooh.
Looks like
we have a challenge to see
if there was the defensive stopper.
Yeah.
The glove.
The
Nick would
challenge.
Dominate, yeah.
So do we need to combine like the All-Star game stuff, like have a home run derby and a pump, pass, and kick and a three-point challenge? Maybe
that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I did punt, pass, and kick. I placed third a couple years in the punt, pass, and kick in the regionals for punt, pass, and kick.
Liebeschock and I talked about this on Sunday. Have you ever looked up Andy Reid's punt, pass, and kick video?
No.
Joel.
When he actually did it?
He was 13. He looks like a grown-ass man. You need to go to YouTube right now and Google Andy Reid punt, pass, and kick, and I promise you, you will die laughing at this man. He's like, it looks like, you know, that someone tweeted this, but it looks like the picture of Shaq and Simone Biles. This dude is humongous.
Oh, my God.
And there's like a kid behind him that doesn't even come up to his butt.
Yeah.
Andy Reid pump, pass, and kick is the best thing on YouTube, dude, besides the weird porn things I'm going to tweet.
Those old football helmets when we were kids, where they only had the two-bar face mask, the old school one, and his nose is touching the top bar.
Yeah.
I mean, his dome piece is like Jack in the Box, and the kid behind him looks like a ball boy.
I'm telling you. Isn't that the greatest? I describe it as it looks like somebody, like a cartoonist drawing like a goofy football guy. They would draw Andy Reid in the punt, pass, and kick contest.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Richard wants us to know that if we did a bad joke or bad pun competition, guess who he's picking?
Yeah.
He said you'd dominate the division.
Well, he's dominating the notebook. Jeez. He's dominating the
lame movie night.
He's dominating the closet full of Moomoo's collection.
Oh, and what if, here's a good idea. Somebody texted in, what if interns get involved? Which show gets Trey? I'll tell you, I don't want Trey.
I don't want Trey competing for us.
If it was Mathletes, I'd take Trey. Athletes, I don't want Trey on our team. Nope. I don't want Trey.
We get Drew.
Unless there's a pie-eating contest.
We get Drew because I brought him in. And he's only about, what, 6'6",
six,
like 2 something? Yeah, Drew can do some damage.
Yeah, we'll do that.
For sure. I think by the time you try and organize this, it's already going to be football season.
I don't care. So. I think this is great.
All right, gang, before we wrap it up, I want to tell you about a company I'm a huge fan of, Window World of Houston. They are phenomenal. You know why? Because they do things that other companies don't take the time to do. It's attention to detail. If you need good windows, you want double panes, you want insulated windows, get the good housekeeping seal of approval. Windows that are solar zone low E and meet Texas energy regulations. And again, lower your energy bills in the process. Then you got to go see my friends at Window World. And I'm telling you this because there is no strings attached and no cost attached with at least getting a free estimate. It's all you got to do. And once you talk to the people at Window World and they walk you through what they've seen and what they suggest and what they have that can lower your bills and provide you with better energy saving windows, you'll be on board too. Because windows start at just $189 a piece, $45 extra for solar zone low E, which does meet those Texas energy regulations. And it's the first step in reducing your energy bills because Window World comes out free of charge, written estimate, no hassles, no pressure. You're not on the hook for anything. It's a free estimate and you have nothing to lose. And all you can do to gain is end up going with Window World where they take care of you with service after the sale. Call 713-439-1172, 713-439-1172, or head online to windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less. Give them a call.
ESPN 97.5. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.